Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Resilience. If we've ever needed this conversation, it's probably right about now. People have really struggled to move through the dramatic changes we've all been experiencing, not just in the last year, but if you look at just the craziness of the last 5 years or the last 10 years, we've had technical disruptions, economic disruptions, pandemics. We've had, you know, major political shifts around the world. Change is always accelerating. It's compounding each and every single year as the human body is being more connected to one another. It's an incredible challenge at the macro level to deal with all the changes that we face, when sometimes it's scary, uncertain, discouraging, frustrating, when you witness hate, when you witness, so, you know, things that just don't vibe with your personal values or your socioeconomic beliefs or even your faith beliefs. All of that can really knock a person down. And resilience is that promise of the human spirit. The promise of the human spirit that it can rise through the most difficult times in life and recapture its sense of aliveness and connection and meaning and move forward with great faith and optimism. We know these things as we hear about resilience all the time. So today I'm hoping that I can provide a unique perspective on it from my vantage point. I believe that the first thing we have to know about resilience, outside of what I just shared about it, I really believe resilience is that promise of the human spirit to pick itself back up and keep going faithfully and optimistically forward. And that idea of picking ourselves up is so important in resilience. But I think that a lot of resilience and our ability to do that is stymied or hampered or slowed down by the fact that we get hurt. We experience emotional pain, trauma, sadness, difficulty. And when we're in those days and nights where we feel that it's darkest, it's really hard to get up and go again. And it's not that most people lack mental strength or mental tenacity, which has become very popular in the last couple of years of like, oh, well, they're not mentally strong or resilient. It's like, oh, well, let's not forget the difficulties that people face in life. Because a big part of resilience is empathy. A big part of resilience is allowing ourselves to feel that. Allowing ourselves to feel those challenging days and those dark nights and those frustrating moments. Allowing ourselves to be like, oh yeah, it's all right if I'm not perfect. I'm struggling right now. You know, resilience always begins with acknowledgement of the difficulty, acknowledgement of the challenge, acknowledgement of the struggle of life, and acknowledgement of the inevitable hardships. Because picking yourself back up or remaining strong and optimistic through difficult times, that's super hard. If we don't first and foremost allow ourselves to sense it, feel it, recognize it. And the issue is, when people do sense and feel and recognize it, unconsciously or unconsciously, they often make a mistake. And this is gonna lead to our very first idea. And it's a big idea. It's a big idea. And that is, we have to remember to become resilient. We have to remember, and you're going to write this down. We have to remember that hurt and pain are indicator lights, not the wheel. Hurt and pain are indicator lights, not the wheel. And let me draw out this metaphor for everybody today, and I'll go deeper on it, because I've introduced this on social media in the past, and people are like, whoa, that's a huge concept. And this idea is that
when we're young and or we're lacking awareness or we haven't done our personal development and we're just going through the motions of life, a lot of our unconscious behavior becomes steering ourselves and driving ourselves with, through, or away from pain and hurt. We got hurt when we were teenagers, so we shut down. We got, we felt pain of trauma, so we started doing everything to avoid that versus everything to live life. And so what I use this metaphor as hurt and pain are indicator lights, not the wheel. And that means imagine you're driving your car. And as you're driving your car, you notice that some of the indicators aren't where you thought they would be. You don't drive the car forever based on one of those lights. You ever have a light go out in your car? Like I had my car and I had this indicator light that the parking brake was on, but it wasn't. The light always said the parking brake is on. I mean, I had a 1988 Nissan Sentra, it had like three different colors on it because I had wrecked it before. There's Bondo colors on it. It was like orange and red. And this light was always on. Well, I didn't stop because that light was on. I knew that that light was important, but I could verify whether or not that thing had to stop my forward momentum or change my destination. And what most people do is when they got hurt or they feel pain, they start gripping the wheel of life and steering only to avoid pain. It's kind of like if you're driving down a road and you steer only to avoid the potholes, you will definitely run off that road. There will be a greater accident. Because what's more important in driving is that you have a vision of where you're going. And that the wheel, you, the person at the wheel, you are directing this vehicle of life where you want it to go, not just where you are afraid it might go, and not just away from pain, but rather towards your ultimate vision. And sometimes we lack resilience in life. We are not even conscious of it because all we're actually doing is never recovering from those indicator lights. And we're driving by the indicator lights. Another example I gave this morning, I think on social media, was about, imagine you're a pilot of a plane and you're flying that plane to New York. And you know what? The indicator lights, they show problems. Well, you work to solve the problem of the indicator light, but just because it's windy or you're getting a lot of turbulence, it doesn't mean that when you're going to New York and you get this turbulence, you go, oh my gosh, this is just terrible. I better go where the turbulence isn't. And you end up in Philadelphia. No, you're going to New York. And that having vision for life, having a direction in mind and being at firm control of the wheel is a important precept to everything we're going to talk about today in resilience and mindset. Meaning if pain has a hold of that wheel, you're not going to be where you want to be in life. Consciousness, intention, awareness, mindfulness, spirit, soul, future, purpose, mission, whatever you call it, that's got to be at the wheel.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com.
HPX.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created that's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my Essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to HPXwellness.com right now. HPXwellness.com.
When you got hurt and you were 15, that didn't need to dictate your next decade. You didn't need to drive your next decade of your life because of the hurt. You got divorced at 40. You don't need to be at 50 having just been reacting to that indicator light for a whole decade. What you got to go is, oh, okay, this thing happened. It hurt. I had to check in on myself. I had to make sure that I was okay. I had to take care of that problem or take care of myself, but that's not going to direct my map. That's not going to direct where I go. It's not going to steal my ability to steer my life. And a realization of resilience comes when often we realize, well, I did pick myself up, but I went in the wrong direction. See, a lot of people actually have tremendous resilience and they never get credit for it. But it was the choices they made next that showed they didn't have ultimate resilience. Because you know what we learn in high performance habits? And I know you all know this, that first habit of highest performing people in the world, which remember, they are also the highest in well-being and positive relationships, was clarity. They had clarity about who they were, where they wanted to go. They had clarity about who they were and where they wanted to go. Think about that for a minute. They had clarity about who they were and where they wanted to go. It's a pretty powerful idea, right? That if I get hurt, or I feel pain, or I feel sadness, and I shut myself down, but I'm able to pick up and go through the week still. Yeah, I picked myself up. But if I didn't ask, wait, okay, that wasn't what I expected. That did hurt. But what's it about now? Where do I want to go now? What is my vision? Without that, I'm here to tell you, it's extremely hard to be truly resilient. There's a difference between picking yourself up and getting back at the day and being resilient enough to course correct for what's true to you, to where you want to go. So to be resilient, we have to know in the future. You know what? Next time I get discouraged, someone judges me, I get hurt, I'm sad. Next time I experience that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to remember that's an indicator light to check in with myself. That's an indicator light to check in, see what's meaningful, see what matters to me, and where I'm going to go now. What's the next right action of integrity for me now? What does my future hold for me now? Not to now grip the wheel and stay or live in the pain or the hurt or direct ourselves only from the pain and the hurt. Because what resilience is the ability no longer to direct ourselves from the discouragement, the hurt, or the pain. Now, I know this is kind of like an advanced idea in personal development here, and some people will always say, well, yeah, easy for you to say, you didn't have this person break your heart, or you didn't have that happen at your job, or you didn't have this happen, you know, in your business. I'm like, well, I probably did, or work with somebody who did. And if I didn't, the good news is 7 billion people on the planet, somebody did. If you keep thinking your hurt and pain is only yours, it only happens to you, then you feel even more isolated and more less likely to enter the world again, faithfully and confidently. And so don't be one of those people who are like, you don't understand my hurt and pain, because that's a slippery slope into isolationism. That's a slippery slope into withdrawing from the world. It's a slippery slope of closing off your heart when you think other people can't understand. Maybe the immediate people around you who hurt you, they don't understand. But the world at large, They get it. They've been through it. They saw their parent go through it. They saw somebody experience it. And when we can recognize the common human story that's always struggle or progress, we can go, oh, other people struggle too, but they can progress too. And so can you. So if you've had an old hurt or an old pain that you've been hanging on to and you need help getting over it, I encourage you, go see a therapist. And I mean that truthfully. I think we disparage mental health, but if old hurts and pains are still driving you after years, you need professional assistance. You need to get some help with that. Get that therapist, get that licensed professional. If it's, you know, if it's just a bothersome thing or you're not clear about it, maybe it's you get a coach. But I think at the end of the day, if it's an old hurt, an old trauma, an old serious emotional pain, and you're still stuck there, you weren't able to grab the wheel back. Either it's, you know what, either personal development hopefully trips that thing and opens it up for you, and you find a new day of mindfulness and consciousness and readiness and strength, and here you go. But if it's been years and you still can't, get help, get service to that. I think so many people never learn the skill of being resilient because we aren't taught it. And part of therapy or professional assistance is someone teaches you it. Somebody helps you. They talk you through it. And you're like, oh, that's how I didn't know I was supposed to think about that, you know? And sometimes a simple metaphor like this might serve, but you got to go deep. That's what I love about Growth Day. We're going deep this month. I mean, you're going to hear from, you know, 6, 7, 8 world-class coaches about their experiences and how they became resilient about it. I learned long ago, don't hold on or steer your life because of pain and hurt. Don't hold on to it. And the more you hold on to it, or the more you steer from it, the more the next major challenge comes up, stops you dead. The more the next major challenge makes you freeze. The longer you hold on to that stuff, the longer it's going to be a difficult road. And I had to learn that from, you know, past relationships, past situations in business, past situations in, you know, my own personal well-being. I think it's important. We always remember, okay, I see this is important. I'll acknowledge it. I'll check in. I'll handle the problem. But I'm going to start tomorrow, keep steering back towards the truth of who I am or what my future holds for me. And I'm going to connect with that and drive towards that, not hold on to the past.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with 3 of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com.